All topics and securities mentioned on Straight Talk from the House are for informational purposes only and should not be used as investment advice. T. Anton Investment House does not offer tax or legal advice. Investments or investment strategies covered are not a recommendation or solicitation to buy or sell. The security's past performance is not a guarantee of future performance.
This is Straight Talk from the House with certified financial planner Tracy Anton right here, 1310 WIBA. Don't forget to get to know Tracy. Learn more about T. Anton Investment House online, the website tantoninvestmenthouse.com. Great resource, a great website to learn more about Tracy. Also a fantastic opportunity there to schedule an appointment at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Again, that website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. And of course, a telephone number, 608-501-1549. That's office right in Middleton, 608-501-1549. Tracy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. How about you?
I'm doing very well. And we are going to talk about something, and I think this is something that a lot of people struggle with until they get a chance to sit down and meet with you, is that balance and finding balance. And so many walks of life, we try to find balance. But
right.
Specifically when it comes to kind of putting together your portfolio. So this week, we're going to talk about finding that ideal mix between stocks and bonds. And I've got to believe that people are always wondering if there's kind of that sweet spot, that perfect ideal mix of stocks and bonds. What is that? Does that exist?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think today's show is pretty interesting because we kind of looked back and tried to analyze. Most people are trying to decide, are they a 60-40 allocation, meaning 60% stocks, 40% bonds, or are they 70% stocks and 30% bonds, 70-30 or 80-20, or, you know, where should they lie in that spectrum? And I think it is a really good question, and it really depends. And, hate that answer maybe in a way, because somebody who's listening is like, just give me the answer, right?
Yes.
But it depends on so many factors. It depends on your age. It depends on what kind of income sources you have. Are you receiving Social Security? Are you receiving a pension? Are you receiving any other income? You know, what the size of your savings is, what your risk tolerance is. All those things play a role in, to decide, you know, what is really your allocation. So, you know, as an investment advisor slash coach, you know, our job is to try to ask you those specific questions and then look at the numbers to try to give you a really good idea of this is your allocation, and this is, you could take on a little bit more risk for where you're at, or take a little less risk and, you know, eke out a little better returns in certain circumstances. So that's, you know, it's kind of our job to try to figure out what is your allocation. And so the other interesting thing to think about is that when you have an allocation, remember that allocation is likely to change over time, and that you can also change it over time. And also that because of the way that the markets are right now, stocks have moved up so much that, you know, we kind of have a propensity as humans to be like, oh, well, let's just leave it. You know, the portfolio looks good. Let's just leave it, right? And that strategy can work for a period of time. But if you have enlisted that strategy, perhaps for the last 12 years of this basically bull market, we had a very short correction in 2020 that lasted maybe a month, but it's basically been an upward market. And if you've kept that allocation and kept that strategy, then, you know, you might be overextended and therefore too high in stocks. And then when you do have a significant correction, when that correction comes, you might find yourself going, you know, I didn't have enough bonds, or I ended up being uncomfortable. So again, you know, reallocation is a thing, and you want to think about rebalancing if it's appropriate. And that's the thing, you got to figure out, is it appropriate for you? Do you need an income? How much income do you need? So these are the things that hopefully we'll touch on today.
Remember when I was a kid, I used to, did you drink Kool-Aid much when you were a kiddo?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I always liked the commercials,
yeah,
right? The
yeah.
dancing pitcher.
Yes.
But no, we didn't.
Oh.
We did eventually get Pop, though.
Oh.
We got Jolly Good, which was very exciting.
The absolute best. I just think of, as you talk about rebalancing, it reminds me of when I was a kiddo, you'd make Kool-Aid and you'd add all the stuff in the pitcher and you'd whip it up and you'd take a sip. It would taste perfect, but all the sugar was in bottom. So then you suddenly stir it up and you'd realize things are what tasted perfect for the initial sips. You realize, wait a second, the sugar has settled. You really got to make sure when things are mixed up that you got the proper balance, that you got that proper mixture, and reevaluate and, of course, rebalance your Kool-Aid pitcher, Tracy.
Exactly. You know, it's funny you say that because I used to drink Tang. Do you remember Tang?
Yes, delicious.
Oh my God, now I can't believe I drank Tang.
You know what we're drinking?
It was the same thing. It's like it was all good until you let it settle and then it wasn't so good.
just like your favorite drink, you want to make sure that that you're paying attention to the stuff. Talking this morning with certified financial planner Tracy Anton. Of course, Tracy comes to us from T. Anton Investment House, a fee-only fiduciary. Great website to learn more about Tracy and the team. Also, listen back to previous shows, podcasts. Also, great opportunity there to schedule an appointment with Tracy at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Again, the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. And the telephone number for the office right in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. And you shared with me a recent question that was posed in the Wall Street Journal. It gave an example, and somebody writes in, they said, my wife and I are approaching retirement, and our financial advisor is recommending that we put about 70% of our nest egg into stocks and about 30% in bonds. This approach seems risky to me. Is it? My preferred mix is more of a 60-40. And I got to ask you, Tracy, when you read that, what did you think? What's your, if you were replying to that question, what would you tell that person?
Well, I think a 70-30 portfolio can be very appropriate for a retiree. You know, I agreed with the, what the author pointed out that, you know, he was saying that if you had income from other sources like Social Security and pension that covers your basic living expenses in retirement, and you really didn't even have to touch your nest egg, then yeah, 70-30 is probably a lot less risky than you can even imagine, right? But again, I think the reason that you're investing also really matters. So, you know, the detail behind this question is like, I'd ask them a lot more questions to really figure out what should be the allocation. I mean, in the end, sometimes I would even recommend an 80-20. It all depends. Like, let's say you're taking a very little from your portfolio. You simply just don't need the money. And that happens to a lot of people. They just don't need the money. They're pretty content with the lifestyle they have. They maybe have other income sources, you know, and you have to ask yourself, okay, well, you know, what is the money used for? I mean, eventually this money is going to continue to grow if it's properly invested. And so who's the money for? And in some cases, it could even be grandkids. And so then, you know, perhaps being more aggressive even makes more sense because the money really isn't for you. It's for the grandkids or some charities or some other things. So again, I think the reason behind also matters.
And as we're talking this morning as well, it really reinforces when it comes to working with a financial planner, not only getting to know the planner, but the financial planner getting to know you. And Tracy would love to get to know you as well, help you work on that appropriate mix that's really just for you. And of course, give you that personalized attention. All you got to do is schedule an appointment with Tracy is head on over to the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. Or you can pick up the phone and give Tracy a call. Telephone number 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. I know when we mentioned 70-30, there are some people's ears who perked up and said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. We'll get the details from Tracy about whether or not that 70-30 allocation, if that's considered aggressive and what the takeaway there should be. We'll also talk a little bit about where the market is and the role that that plays. We'll find out from Tracy on all of that next as Straight Talk from the House with Certified Financial Planner Tracy Anton continues right here, 1310 WIBA. This is Straight Talk from the House with Certified Financial Planner Tracy Anton here on 1310 WIBA, talking about finding that ideal mix between stocks and bonds, a very personal and something that you really want to work with somebody when it comes to establishing and monitoring and rebalancing that mix. It's one of the great things getting to know Tracy, and of course, really easy to get to know Tracy as well by scheduling that appointment online at tantoninvestmenthouse.com. If you're looking for money management or portfolio management, Tracy would love to get to know you. She would love to work with you. Again, it all starts with a stop at the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com, or just call the office in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. And in talking about that question that was posed to the Wall Street Journal about that 70-30 allocation, I think a lot of people say, but Tracy, isn't that pretty aggressive? What's your take on that?
Yeah, overall, I do not think for most people it's not very aggressive. Is it participating in the stocks? Absolutely, right? But Again, I think it really depends on your temperament for investing. You know, if you're somebody, if market volatility keeps you, makes you sleepless at night and you reach for the sell button when stocks correct, then yeah, a 70-30 would be indeed too aggressive. Maybe even a 30-70 would be too aggressive for some people. It's very rare that I've noticed that I've seen people, but I have even seen, talked with people and say, and have said in the past, very rare, but I have said, no, actually, I don't think stock investing is even for you, you know? So it really depends on the person's temperament. But in general, Sean, what I find is that, you know, you establish a relationship with your client. And, you know, I feel like over time they kind of gain experience on how to handle that market volatility. And they learn to trust. They learn to trust you, but they also learn to trust their portfolio in good times and bad. You know, we spend time on looking at what are the individual holdings and how are they likely to respond in various different kinds of markets. So they kind of understand. And we also focus on how much income that portfolio is creating. So when markets do correct, how much income is that creating? Because, you know, you're not likely to spend the whole portfolio, right? Even if markets correct, you're not going to sell everything, right? But how much income is that portfolio creating? And how can that sustain me in down markets, right? But right now, you know, it's easy. Markets are easy and markets are up. And so it's like we don't spend that much time thinking, okay, is this too aggressive or anything? Most people are actually getting ahead of their skis, I really think. Yeah. Like when I look at portfolios, you know, they think, well, let's not touch it. It's doing well, you know, that kind of sentiment. And I think you have to be careful of that sentiment too. You have to make sure that, you know, based on your distribution, how much are you taking out of this portfolio relative to the account value? And specifically too, let's say you had a trust account and that's where you're taking the money versus the IRA. Well, let's make sure you have enough bonds in there if that's your goal and we have a market correction. Again, I think markets will likely do well, but we don't always know. So do we have enough bonds in there to last a correction, which is on average, a significant correction on average lasts about 2.5 to 3 years. So that's what you want to cover in your bond portfolio. And you have to make sure it's in the right account if that's the account you want to take from.
One of the things you'll notice is Tracy talks about you a lot and getting to know you. And that's one of the things, too, is as we've talked with Tracy this morning and talked with her over the years, not only is she brilliant, she's a people person who really likes to get to know individuals, really would like to get to know you. Mention the website, T. Anton Investment House, also the telephone number, 501-1549. That's 501-1549 at the office right in Middleton. And Tracy, when we talk about kind of the current market and as we've seen kind of what's been going on in the stock markets over the past couple of years, what's kind of your current recommendation kind of with how that current marketplace has been, that role has been with the current status of things?
Right. Since interest rates are so low, Sean, I would expect more like 2 to 3% in yield for bonds. So I would tilt the portfolio more towards stocks since, again, they offer higher return to help offset the higher inflation that I think is coming. Right. So, you know, again, as retirees, we should consider putting or at least keeping a good chunk of their savings in stocks, which will offer that potentially higher, bigger, larger, whatever you want to say, return than a fixed investment would be able to do. So again, you have to take a measured approach to this. So more stocks also mean more risk, and therefore you have to moderate this with your income needs and your temperament and all these other things, right? So that's where, again, a kind of a coach, investment advisor, they come in handy, you know, so they will help you do that. But in general, I would tilt. That's what I would do. I'd tilt towards stocks.
That's really good guidance. And Tracy, when we talk about tilting towards guidance, people then towards stocks and that guidance is 70-30. Are all those portfolios, are they created equally or are there little pieces of nuance you got to be aware
of? Yeah, it's an awesome question. So no, I mean, you could have a 70% stocks that are all small caps and emerging markets are really heavy in those areas. Sometimes I see that in 401ks that that people are, you know, they're currently working and they have their 401k and they have a lot of money in small caps, a huge percent. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good and it's done extremely well, but do you recognize the level of risk you're taking versus a large cap? And so you have to look at what what makes up, right, those stocks and what makes up the bonds. So bonds, you know, if you had mostly high yield, that's, again, very, very different than a portfolio that's made up with high quality corporate bonds and some government bonds or some municipal bonds. So, you know, that's much different. So not all 70-30s are going to be equal as far as risk level. So you have to be really careful. You can't just decide, I'm going to be 70-30 and not look at the individual components of what you own.
Interesting. And then we're going to talk, too, about, as we're kind of breaking down the 70-30 and, of course, that traditional 60-40. Some people may say, is there really much of a difference? We'll get some details, a really interesting recent study with the details from Tracy in just a moment. In the meantime, if you haven't stopped by the website yet, I urge you to head on over there right now, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N, investmenthouse.com. From there, you can schedule an appointment with Tracy at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Or, of course, you can always pick up the phone, give her a call right at the office in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. We'll get the details on that recent study from Tracy. We'll do that next as Straight Talk from the House continues right here on 1310 WIBA. This is Straight Talk from the House with certified financial planner Tracy Anton. The website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N, investmenthouse.com. And the office in Middleton's telephone number, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. I think one of the big questions people wonder, Tracy, is does it really matter then if your portfolio is a 60-40 or a 70-30?
I think that's an awesome question. So there was a recent study by Joe Tomlinson, which is he's an actuary and a financial planner, and he looked at how increasing stock allocations would actually affect withdrawals in retirement. So he ran what they call a Monte Carlo simulation, which is basically 1,000 random market responses for each allocation. And he basically found that the withdrawals over 30 years really mattered very little. It was like $3,000 different. So according to Mr. Tomlinson, he said, you know, as long as you're really hefty allocation in stocks, you know, that he believes that's like the more important point of it, that it didn't really matter whether you're 60-40 or 70-30.
What about your reaction to what he said and what his research showed?
Yeah, I was, you know, I'm not that surprised, but at the same time, I'm also like, okay, well, what kind of individual securities was he using? You know, were they really income producing or was it just, you know, an index or what was it that he was using? But also, I wanted to know what was the effect on the ending market value. Obviously, the 70-30 portfolio is going to give you a higher market value than the 60-40, but how much and was it worth it? So I ran the numbers looking at it last year. What I found that there was a 4% difference in the 70-30 versus 60-40 if you're just looking at the index of the S&P 500 and like an aggregate bond index. And so, you know, if you were going with an 80-20, it was even an 8% difference from a 60-40 to an 80-20 in 1 year. But of course, you know, 1 year is 1 year. It doesn't mean a whole lot. You could have a really good year in the stock market, right? So then I looked under a 10-year and I found that the S&P, using again the same S&P 500 aggregate bond, and I found that over a 10-year period, the 60-40 had a return of 10.59% per year, and the 70-30 had 11.78% per year return, and the 80-20 portfolio actually had a 12.96% per year for the last 10 years. So again, being invested in the 70% stocks increased the portfolio's rate of return, right, by about 1.2%. And being invested in the 80% portfolio had a return better of about 2.4% versus the 60-40. So that might not sound like much, but if you start extrapolating that, if it's true, and of course we don't know, but over 10, 20, 30 years, that could be a significant number. So really, in my opinion, I think it matters.
Really can compound. And let's talk then too about kind of your overall takeaway of this study.
Well, again, you know, I felt like he was kind of saying that, you know, it wasn't really worth agonizing over the 60-40, 70-30. And he also seemed to say that the 70-30, even though it gave better numbers, it had more risk. And so just choose the 60-40. You know, and I just don't see it like that. I think numbers matter. And although, you know, he's getting it right by saying that there should be a significant percent in stocks in the overall arching important point. You know, it's like, okay, that's important. You have a significant amount in stocks. So if that's all you hear, Fantastic. That's good. You want a significant amount of money in stocks because stocks are going to keep up with inflation, you know. But I feel like as a fiduciary, you know, our job is to try to find the best fit. And we find that by understanding what your specific retirement needs are. Then we choose an allocation. And then, you know, we create that healthy portfolio that meets those objectives. So if I thought to myself, and you know, this person, you know, should be in 70-30 or even in 80-20, and that was best for them, mm-hmm. I wouldn't choose a 60-40, right? Because to me, that's like saying, well, I'm going to choose size medium for you when you're really a small. No, you got to choose what fits best.
I feel like you need a sign in the office that has the words investments, but the M and the E are quite large. And
I love it. It's
all about you and all about as you think about me and, of course, my investments and taking care of me. And that's an important thing, Tracy. Let's talk and kind of get to that about as we talk about some of these allocations and mix. It's really about building somebody's portfolio. And let's talk about how you build portfolios to really cater to the people you work with and their risk tolerance.
Well, Sean, one thing you have to understand is really it's important to understand that there's several components to managing risk. So from a portfolio perspective, there's the allocation level. So it's that 70-30, 60-40. You got to pick the right mix between stocks and bonds and cash. But then there's the portfolio level, which is what is the actual content of the individual securities used in your selection and ensuring that they really are diversified. So, you know, if you only have one stock and it's Microsoft and looks awesome, great, but you're not diversified, right? Or if you own too many FANG stocks, not diversified. So diversify within asset classes. And then the third risk that you have to think about is the underlying security level. So looking at each security and does it fit within the portfolio? Does it create the objective that you need? And has the performance met those expectations? Or are some of the individual securities really not performing well? And you need to relook at that and change. Last year was kind of an easy year. Almost everything looks good. Yeah. But double check.
Really important guidance and important information there to double check. So as you mentioned last year and kind of looking at where we are today, are there any kind of final thoughts when it comes to analyzing a portfolio makeup?
Well, again, I would just say that, you know, if you're going to be less bonds that we had mentioned earlier, you know, you want to make sure that those bonds are very high quality, meaning investment grade bonds, which is bonds of triple B and above. So it's okay to own a little bit of high yield, but just make sure that it's a very small amount in your portfolio if you're going to tilt towards stocks. And again, as far as the stocks go, remain diversified, right? So you want some high quality growth, but not all in the same stocks. And you also want some value stocks. Both, I think, will do well going forward, as well as some small caps and some international as well. So even international small caps would be nice in the portfolio. So think of these things and just be diversified, which I know that sounds blanket, but it's still tried and true good advice.
Putting on a clinic this morning, Tracy. Really great stuff this week, as always. Don't forget, if you missed part of today's program or you want to listen back to a previous show, you can head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com. Not only can you listen to the podcast, you can make an appointment right online at a time and a date that is convenient to you. All you got to do, again, is head on over to the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's TANTON investmenthouse.com. And the telephone number at the office in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Tracy, it's always great hanging out. You have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Sean. You too.